Good evening and welcome to Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga, California. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. This is game four of the six-game series against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Quakes currently lead the series 2-1, but yesterday the Rawhide defeated the Quakes 4-3, looking to capitalize off that with Wyatt Wendell on the mound today. The Quakes are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, while your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. Let's give you today's starting lineup, starting off with the Rawhide. Leading off in center field is Drew Jones, followed by the shortstop, Yonsel Luis. Batting third in right field is Christian Robinson. In the cleanup spot at third base, Jose Fernandez, followed by the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Then the second baseman, Christopher Torin. Batting seventh at first is Jackson Feltner. Batting eighth behind the plate, Sergio Gutierrez. And batting ninth for the Rawhide is the designated hitter, Raquelman Cabral. Again on the mound for the Rawhide is the right-handed pitcher, Wyatt Wendell. He is 4-10 this season with a 5.42 ERA. And here's a lineup for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Leading off in right field is Josue De Paula, followed by the first baseman, Thyron Lorenzo. Batting third in center field is Sam Mongeli. In a cleanup spot, it's the designated hitter, Jake Geloff. Batting fifth behind the plate is Jesus Galiz. And the left fielder, Luis Rodriguez. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Jose Azara. Followed by the third baseman, Wilman Diaz. And batting ninth today for the Quakes is the second baseman, Jordan Thompson. On the mound for the Quakes this evening is the right-handed pitcher, Gabe Emmett. Emmett is 7-7 this season, a 5.49 ERA. Rawhide tonight will be wearing their Toros jerseys again. They are wearing the dark gray pants with a bit of a purple tint to them and then wearing the black Toros jerseys in red and blue. It says Visalia on the front and the numbers on the back are blue as well. The Rawhide will be wearing their black caps with the red V. Today the Quakes are wearing their white pants with the alternate blue jerseys. It says Quakes white on the front and the numbers are white on the back with their blue hats that have a Q on it. The Quakes have already made the playoffs. The Rawhide are eliminated and we have one more team that has now made the playoffs. As of last night, Inland Empire defeated the Storm, which means they have punched their ticket. They will face the Quakes in the Southern Division Championship starting next week. First game will be on Tuesday. The San Jose Giants is the one team in the North that has made the playoffs. And then it is between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Nuts could clinch today. They just need one more win in the next 4 days. We'll keep an eye on that score. Their first pitch is at 6:50 today. Ours is supposed to be at 6:30. As the Quakes take the field now at 6:31. We'll take a short break for the national anthem. Stay right there. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
What?
Almost time for first pitch at Lone Mart Field on the mound today for the Quakes is Gabe Emmett. Later on today, we are expected to see Joe Kelly to come out of the bullpen. Joe Kelly, of course, a member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. He was placed on the injured list on August 13th by the Dodgers with a right forearm inflammation. He threw a live bullpen on Tuesday here in Rancho, and he will pitch today and possibly Sunday as well. Emmett, right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. Again, he's 7-7 with a 5.49 ERA. Calling balls and strikes behind the plate tonight will be Tatum Littleton. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is David Sabal. Due up first for the Rawhide is Drew Jones, followed by Yansel Luis and Christian Robinson. The cleanup batter is Jose Fernandez, followed by Anderson Rojas, Christopher Taurin, Jackson Feltner, Sergio Gutierrez, and the designated hitter, Raquelman Cabral. A few clouds in the sky here at Rancho, but 89 degrees. And the clouds are not enough to cover up the sun here in Rancho, so there is quite a bit of sunlight in right field with rays of sunshine going out towards center field as the sun sets behind the third base grandstands. Wind is blowing out towards right. And we are ready for first pitch. It is 6:35. Drew Jones steps to the plate, batting from the right. First pitch is swung on. Line drive on the right field side. It is off the wall. A fair ball. Drew Jones heads for second. He's not stopping. He's going for third. DePaula gets it in, but Drew Jones with a stand-up triple to start off the ball game. His first professional triple. Just like that, the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position to start off this ball game as Yansel Luis now steps to the plate, batting from the left side. Luis, the shortstop today, switch hitter for the Rawhide. The pitch, little outside, ball one. Catching for Emmett today is Jesus Galiz. Third baseman, Wilman Diaz. Shortstop, Jose Azara. Second base is Jordan Thompson. And at first, Thyrone Lorenzo. The pitch is swung on and missed. It was a breaking ball. In the outfield from left to right, Luis Rodriguez, Sam Mongelli, and Josue DePaula. DePaula did get the ball in quickly, but it kind of skirted off to the right side after it hit off the wall. The pitch is foul tipped. 1-2 count. And again, with Jones's speed, he's able to reach third base easily. A stand-up triple for the young center fielder. Emmett sets and delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Luis strikes out for the first out of the inning. Christian Robinson will bat from the right side. One down, nobody on. Robinson had the day off yesterday. But two nights ago, he had two hits, a home run, and a double. Was 2-for-4. Pitch to him is swung on and missed, strike one. One outside. Emmett, originally from Sacramento, California, drafted in 2021 in the 19th round. He turned 22 this year in May, 6'5", 175 pounds. The 1-1 is inside. It misses. Stays right near home plate. 2-1 count. Last year, Emmett spent time in the Complex League and with the Quakes here in Rancho. 2-1. Misses low ball three. Runner on third is still Jones. 3-1 count, one away. Scoreless in the first inning. The pitch, inside, ball four. Robinson draws a walk to put runners on the corners. And here comes Jose Fernandez, the cleanup man, batting from the right side. This is the 14th start of the year for Emmett, his 28th appearance, so half of his appearances have been starts. He's thrown 82 innings for the Quakes this season. Runners on the corners, one down. On third is Jones, on first is Robinson. Both of them have speed. Robinson has stolen 18 bases this season. He's only been caught twice. Pickoff attempt at first. He's back safely standing up. In his 82 innings, Emmett has struck out 67 while walking 50. The pitch. Hard ground ball. One hop to the shortstop. Izarra throws to second. A late transition from the second baseman, Thompson, and Fernandez reaches first, and the Rawhides score. It was not a clean transition for Thompson. He kind of looked like he lost the ball in his glove for a split second. He did not release very quickly, and because of that, Fernandez beat out the double play ball. If it was clean, it probably would have ended the inning. Instead, the Rawhides score first. Rojas bats from the left side, fouls off the first pitch. Fernandez on first. Rojas batting 253 this season. The pitch is low and in, ball one. Opponents are batting 252 against Emmett this season. This is the seventh time this year the Rawhide are facing Emmett. Okay, another pickoff attempt. Fernandez almost caught leaning, but he's back safely standing up. He has made two starts against the Rawhides. This is his third one. He's 1-1 this season, a 4.50 ERA against the Hide. 1-1, Fernandez takes off. It's low and inside, and no throw from Galiz. Fernandez steals his ninth base of the season. Another runner in scoring position for the Rawhide now. 2-1 count, two away. Emmett has thrown 14 innings against the Rawhide. Again, a 4.50 ERA, one win, one loss. 2-1. Gets by the catcher, Galiz. A pass ball on Galiz allows Fernandez to move up to third. And the pitch did miss. It was a little low, but not in the dirt or anything. Definitely catchable for Galiz. Two outs, runner on third. The infield will stay back. Hitters count for Rojas, 3-1. The Rawhide lead 1-0 in the top of the first. The pitch. Line towards center field. In comes Mongelli, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Rawhide score first, 1-0. Going into the bottom of the first inning, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bounce Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bounce Comfort way.
Rawhide lead 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. Josue DePaula leads it off for the Quakes. He's batting from the left side against Wyatt Wendell, the right-handed pitcher on the mound for the Hide. Wendell delivers. The first pitch is fouled off on the third base side. Two up after DePaula is Thyrone Lorenzo, followed by Sam Mongelli. The cleanup spot is the designated hitter Jake Geloff, then Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, Jose Azara, Wilman Diaz, and Jordan Thompson. The pitch is fouled off again. The stadium starting to fill up here at Lone Mart Field. Remember, Joe Kelly is expected to pitch later today. I'm sure that helped boost some ticket sales. Here's the pitch. 0-2 is swung on, lined into right center field for a base hit. Robinson cuts it off to hold DePaula to a leadoff single. And now Thyrone Lorenzo, the first baseman, comes to the plate. Wendell, 6'5", 215 pounds. Turned 23 this year in February. Originally from Denver, Colorado. The pitch is low, ball one. Originally signed as a free agent in July last year after playing at Purdue. Catching for him today is Sergio Gutierrez, third baseman Jose Fernandez, the shortstop Yansel Luis, and at second it's Christopher Torin, with the first baseman being Jackson Feltner. The pitch is fouled off on the first base side. From left to right in the outfield, Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, and Christian Robinson. Lorenzo batting 274 this season. Wendell checks the runner, now delivers, and the pitch is fouled off. 1-2. After Wendell was signed last year by the Diamondbacks, he played in the Complex League. Pitched in 7 games there, and then on the Rawhide's opening day roster this season. This is his 22nd appearance and his 21st start. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball, low and in. Nice stop by Gutierrez. DePaula stays at first. DePaula has 14 stolen bases this season. He's only been caught 3 times. Two balls, 2 strikes. Time is called and a pitch clock violation is called on Wendell, so it's a full count now. Infield at double play depth, full count, nobody out, runner on first. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Wendell, 4-10 this season. 5.42 ERA. He's thrown 86 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 88 while walking 44. Runner takes off the 3-2. One hopper back to Wendell. He throws to second in time, on to first. A double play, and John Shoemaker cannot believe the call at second. It was close. Frankly, I thought that DePaula was safe at second base. A really close play, but it is a 1-6-3 double play. A Again, from here, I thought he was safe because remember, DePaulo was off on the pitch and he had a really good jump. Wendell didn't exactly take his time throwing to second as the pitch is inside to Mongelli, but DePaulo fast. I thought he slid in safely, especially because Luis was not covering the base like a first baseman would. He was behind the bag and then threw to first. 1-0. Strike on the outside corner. But David Sabol said he was out at second. There was not an argument from Shu, the manager for the Quakes, although you could tell he was very upset. The 1-1 swung on, grounded foul, third base side. I mean, he was so upset he kind of bent over, put his hands on his knees, and he moved so quickly that the helmet on his head flew off. He started to walk out to the field to have a conversation with Sabol, but decided to just go back to the coach's box. DePaulo was still standing on second, unhappy with the call. I understand why. Again, I thought that he was safe, but the Rawhide will take it. Two away, nobody on for Sam Mongelli. It's a 1-2 count, two away. And the pitch outside. Mongelli batting .253 this season. Opponents are batting .271 against Wendell. The pitch is a cold strike three on the inside corner. Mongelli goes down looking for the final out of the inning. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust We Trust. Rawhide still lead 1-0 as we go into the second. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Crisper Torin takes ball one inside. It is the top of the second inning. Rawhide lead 1-0. Gabe Emmett is back on the mound. The pitch fouled off out of play. First base side. Coaching third today for the Rawhide is Rolando Arenado, the fourth coach. And at first is D. Garner, the manager. Two one count to Torin now. The pitch, a chopper up the middle. Shortstop Izarra has it right by second, throws to first for the first out of the inning. Jackson Feltner now comes to the plate. He's batting from the right side. First pitch to Feltner, a strike. Feltner yesterday drew two walks. He also grounds out to third and struck out. The pitch, strike on the outside corner. His family's in town for the weekend. Feltner Feltner, originally from Kentucky, but after this he's going to go to Arizona for instructional, so that's why his family's here. Some of you might be thinking, oh, his family came for the final weekend. Well, they're not going to see him still for another 5 weeks after this. The pitch is swung on. A ground ball through into left field down the third base line. Feltner cruises into second with a double. His first extra base hit in the Cal League. Hard ground ball right down the third base line. No chance for the third baseman Diaz to get there. Runner in scoring position for the Hyde now. Sergio Gutierrez, the catcher, batting from the left side. First pitch to him is inside, ball one. Nice stop by Galiz. If that got by him, Feltner would have been at third. Gutierrez yesterday hit his fifth home run of the season. 1-0. Popped up. Third base side, foul territory. Diaz gives chase. He runs out of room, though, as it lands in the pavilion. Gutierrez. He has just 11 hits this season. Five of them are home runs. One-one count. The pitch is a little inside. Ball two. Lights are on now at Lone Mart Field here in the top of the second inning. No more sunlight on the playing surface. Still a very light sky. Wind still blowing out towards right field. 2-1. Strike on the high inside corner. Gutierrez thought it was a ball. I thought the pitch before that was closer than that one. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Emmett last pitched against the Stockton Ports last week. It was on September 1st that he threw. 2-2, breaking ball outside. He threw 5 scoreless innings against the Ports, giving up just 2 hits and 4 walks. Payoff pitch. Outside, a ball for Gutierrez. Draws a walk. That is the second walk given up by Emmett today. Runners on first and second now. One down. And the designated hitter, Raquelman Cabral, comes to the plate batting from the left side. One nothing ball game. Rawhide lead, top of the second inning. Cabral, the number 9 batter today. The pitch is swung on, popped up, left side. Shallow left field, near foul territory. The third baseman, Diaz, is unable to make the catch, but it hit off his glove in foul territory, so it is a foul ball. Almost made a spectacular catch over the shoulder, Willie Mays style, but ends up hitting off his glove. One count now, one away. Cabral batting 190 this season. Yesterday he struck out 3 times but did draw a walk. 0-1. A little outside. Glove at the belt. Emmett checks Feltner on second, still looking at him, now delivers. It's popped up to deep center field. Mongelli's going back. He's at the warning track, and he makes the catch as Feltner goes back to second. A deep fly ball, warning track depth. But Mongelli has it, 2 away. Feltner still on second, Gutierrez on first. In the top of the order, Drew Jones is at the plate. He tripled on the first pitch of the game. Down the right field side. Two away. Rawhide lead by 1 in the second. The pitch. Strike at the knees. 0-1 count. The pitch is low. One-one. Breaking ball. There's a strike again. One ball, two strikes. Jones with his triple was not only his first triple with the Rawhide, but his first professional triple. After Drew was drafted last year by the D-backs, he got injured as that pitch misses outside, ball two. So he did not have his first professional game until he came to the Cal League for opening day. Two, two. Breaking ball misses low again. Ball three, full count. Runners will be off on the pitch. 3-2, count two away. Emmett sets. 3-2, runners are off, and it's inside ball four. Jones draws a two-out walk to put the bases loaded. Two away, and Yancel Luis comes to the plate. But first, the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, for the Quakes will come have a conversation with Emmett. So Drew Jones, he had the first hit of the day for the Rawhide. It was a triple. First hit of the day is brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Runner on third is Feltner, on second Gutierrez, and on first Jones. Feltner doubled, Gutierrez walked, and so did Jones. All right, we are ready for Yancel Luis. He struck out swinging in his first at bat. Infield is back and shading to the right. The first pitch, a straight, no, beg your pardon, that's a ball. Looking at TrackMan, it was a ball. It was a little too low. This is what happens when I'm up higher than I'm used to from Valley Strong Ballpark. The 1-0 gets it by the catcher, Galiz. Here comes Feltner. The throw home is not in time. A wild pitch on Emmett allows Feltner to score. What was unfortunate about that was Galiz actually was able to get it fairly quickly. It did not go all the way to the backstop. It actually stayed on the grass behind home plate. But Emmett did not get to home plate in time. The throw beat Feltner, but Emmett was still five steps away from home plate. Feltner scores the second run of the game for the Rawhide, 2-0. The 2-0 to Luis is fouled off, 2-1 count. Runner on third is now Gutierrez, and on second, Jones. First base is open. Pitch is swung on, lined, very foul down the first base side. And Luis had to go get a new bat. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third generation farm fresh milk to create glass bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. It was in the dirt. Galiz tags Luis to complete the strikeout, and that ends the inning. The Rawhide strand two runners on, but they do pick up another run. It is 2-0 going into the bottom of the second. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Wyatt Wendell back on the mound for the Rawhide. He now has a 2-run lead in the bottom of the second inning. Facing the cleanup batter and the designated hitter, Jake Geloff. Due up after him is Jesus Galiz and Luis Rodriguez. First pitch is fouled off. Count is 0-1. Wendell did give up a single in the first inning, but then a double play and a strikeout kept it a 1-2-3 inning in the first. 0-1, misses outside. Infield shading slightly to the left. 1-1, popped up, first base side foul territory, it reaches the stands. Wendell, the last time that he pitched was a week ago. It was against Fresno. He took the loss. He did not get out of the first inning that day. Gave up four walks, which ties his season and career high. Was the third time that he's done that as the pitch is fouled off. Four walks, one hit, one run, one strikeout, 31 pitches in that inning. The outing prior to that against Inland, he earned the win. 5 1/3 innings, five hits, two runs, one walk, and three strikeouts. This is the fifth time that he's facing the Quakes this season as the pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. He's 1-2 against the Quakes with a 5.65 ERA. Pitch misses outside, ball three. Payoff pitch, fouled off again. Last time that he faced the Quakes, it was at Valley Strong Ballpark. A month ago, he took the loss after throwing 3 2/3 innings. One of his best appearances was here in Rancho on June 29th. He earned the win after throwing 6 innings. He's done that just twice in his career. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Geloff strikes out for the first out of the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. He made his Cal League debut against the Quakes at Valley Strong Ballpark on April 13th. Pitch to Galiz is swung on, a one-hopper to the second baseman, Taurine. Tried to backhand it, he couldn't. It stays right there, and he throws to first for the second out. Two away. Nobody on for Luis Rodriguez, the left fielder. In his Cal League debut, he took the loss against the Quakes. Three innings, three hits, one run, one walk, and five strikeouts. Rodriguez batting 271 this year. The pitch from Wendell misses outside. Wyatt Wendell, originally from Denver, Colorado. His father is Turk Wendell, who played for the Colorado Rockies. 1-0, misses ball two. Count. Popped up towards center field. Drew Jones goes back. He's just to the right of the batter's eye and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. It's another 1-2-3 inning of work for Wendell. The Rawhide still lead 2-0 as we go into the third. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Christian Robinson leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes the ball inside. Gabe Emmett is back on the mound. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the third inning. 1-0, swing and a miss. Emmett has given up two runs off of two hits. He's also walked two and has thrown a wild pitch. 1-1. Breaking ball, swung on, deep fly ball, left center field. Center fielder Mongelli goes back. He tries to play it off the wall, but it is over the wall. Christian Robinson, his second home run of the series and his seventh home run of the season. 3-0 ball game, the Rawhide lead now in the third. Nobody out. Nobody on, and Jose Fernandez steps to the plate. Fernandez takes a strike on the outside corner. He hit a ground ball to the shortstop, Thompson. Really could have been an inning-ending double play ball. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Thompson ranges behind second. The throw to first. Wow, what a play. Excuse me, by Jose Azara, the shortstop. Fantastic play by Azara for the first out of the inning. I want to go back to that double play ball that I was talking about. It was a hard ground ball to the shortstop, Azara. It was Thompson that made the... I want to call it an error, but it wasn't ruled an error, as it shouldn't be ruled an error. The pitch is fouled off, but it was a mishap, a mistake by the second baseman, Thompson. He did not get the ball cleanly out of his glove when he was trying to throw to first base for the double play. The 0-1 is swung on and missed. Because of that, Fernandez was able to reach and beat the double play ball, which allowed Jones to score the first run of the game. It's now 3-0 in the top of the third. Here's the 0-2 to Rojas. It's high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes, one away. Pitch is low. Infield shading slightly to the right against Rojas. The 2-2 is fouled off. Rojas lined out to center field in his first at bat. Outfield also shading to the right. There's a big gap in left center for the left-handed hitter. Breaking ball high, full count. Emmett over 50 pitches thrown. The pitch to Rojas is swung on, ground ball. Second baseman Thompson dives, stands up, throws to first for the second out of the inning. Great play by Jordan Thompson. Hard ground ball in between the first baseman and second baseman. He dove to his glove side, robbing Rojas of a base hit. Two away, nobody on. First pitch to Taureen, misses low, ball one. Taureen grounds out to shorten his first at bat as the pitch is inside. 3-0 Rawhide lead in the third. Two away, nobody on for the second baseman. 2-0, low, ball three. Is very outside, ball four. Taureen draws a four-pitch walk. Runner on first, two away, and Jackson Feltner, who doubled in his last at-bat, steps to the plate. First pitch to Feltner is inside, and it hits him on his back. Four-pitch walk and then a hit-by-pitch. Runners on first and second, two away for the catcher, Sergio Gutierrez. Emmett sets, glove at the belt. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And Gutierrez is saying something to the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton. I'm not sure what. Maybe pitch clock related, or I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of. He's not paying attention if it went down all the way or not. The pitch is inside. He tries to check his swing. He does go, according to David Sabal. So all of a sudden, it's an 0-2 count to Gutierrez. Runner on second, Taureen on first. Feltner, two down. Rawhide lead 3-0 in the third. O-2. Hard ground ball, foul, first base side. Gutierrez walked in his first at bat. He was stranded on third last inning. Oh, 2. Low and in, ball one. Infield shifting to the right against Gutierrez. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Gutierrez strikes out for the final out of the inning. But the Rawhide pick up another run thanks to Christian Robinson's seventh home run of the season. Heading into the bottom of the third, Rawhide lead 3-0. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Cahuilla Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to cahuillahealth.org/SRC. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Cahuilla Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Bottom of the third inning. Rawhide lead 3-0. Jose Azara. The pitch comes high and in. Ball one. Azara is saying that he was hit by a pitch. He seems to be in a lot of pain with his left hand. Home plate umpire Tatum Littleton has not indicated that he's been hit. They appealed down to first to see if he went around. Sabal said no, so it's a 1-0 count. It was a high inside pitch. And by the way, the batter, Izara, reacted. It hit his hand. The athletic trainer, Akinori Maeda, is out to check on him, and John Shoemaker, the manager, also checking on him. Rawhide lead 3-0 in the bottom of the third. Wyatt Wendell is back on the mound. The Planning Mill is a proud sponsor of Rawhide Baseball. Visit the mill for award-winning artisan pizzas, farm fresh salads, gourmet sandwiches, and 21 craft beers on tap. Located in downtown Visalia, for more information, visit planningmillpizza.com. All righty, Zara will stay in the game. It seems to be his right hand maybe that got hit. I'm not sure which one it was. I thought it was his left, but he'll stay in the game. Is now heading to the plate. 1-0 count. Infield shading slightly to the left. And the 1-0 outside. Wendell as a four-seam fastball, a sinker, changeup, slider, and curveball. 2-0. Strike on the low outside corner. Although his sinker is really his primary pitch, he does not use his four-seam that often. Outfield also shading to the left. The 2-1 is popped up. First base side foul territory. Feltner says he loses it in the sky, but it lands in the stands anyway.
Good catch. He must play for your goalie.
Two balls, two strikes. Wendell steps and delivers. Breaking ball that is fouled off. Izara batting .222 this season. And the pitch. Little high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch to Azara is popped up. First base side, foul territory. Gutierrez gives chase, but it will reach the grandstands again. So Wendell signed last year as an undrafted free agent by the D-backs. He did go to school at Purdue. And the pitch is swung on and missed for strike three. Azara strikes out for the first out of the third. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill and Crust, we trust. Wilman Diaz, the third baseman, steps to the plate. He's batting from the right against the right-handed pitcher, Wendell. Pitch to him is low and outside, ball one. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Luis has it, sets his feet. Two down. Two away, nobody on, and the number 9 batter, Jordan Thompson, is batting from the right side. Second baseman is batting 250 this season. First pitch from Wendell is high and in. One oh count. That pitch is low. Big gap in right center field for the right-handed hitter. This is the 9th batter that Wendell is facing tonight. He's given up just one hit today. The pitch is a little low. Ball three. The one hit that Wendell gave up was to start off the first inning. DePaul is singled to right field, but then a double play. Made it 2 outs, nobody on. He struck out Mongelli, so he's faced the minimum so far as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Hitters count still. Pitch misses outside, ball four. Thompson draws a 2-out walk. That is the first walk given up by Wendell today. Runner on first, two away, and Josue DePaula bats from the left side. Remember, he's the only player to have a hit against Wendell today. First pitch is high and outside. Wendell, long hold, 1-0. Strike at the knees. Thompson has 3 stolen bases in 5 attempts this season. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Wendell still under 50 pitches thrown, and the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. He gets DePaula to end the third inning. 2 strikeouts in the inning, both of them brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Rawhide maintain a 3-0 lead as we head into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. a comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Three nothing ball game. Rawhide lead in the fourth. First pitch to Raquelman Cabral misses. 1-0 count. And the pitch is fouled off. Emmett back on the mound as the pitch misses outside, ball two. There is a southpaw warming in the pen for the Quakes. And the pitch to Cabral is fouled off again on the first base side. Number 41, Kelvin Bautista is warming. The pitch popped up shallow right field. First baseman Lorenzo drop steps and makes the catch in shallow right near the foul line for the first out of the inning. One away, nobody on for Drew Jones, the center fielder. He has walked and tripled today. Yesterday, he did not have a hit, but he walked three times. Definitely seems to be more comfortable at the plate. Remember, he missed a lot of the season due to leg injuries. The pitch is swung on, a ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Thompson almost overruns it. He's able to recover, fields it, and throw to first. Two down. Two away, nobody on for Leonzo Luis. He has struck out twice today. First pitch misses. And the pitch, low and in. Top of the fourth inning, Rawhide lead 3-0. They have three runs off three hits, have not committed an error. Pitch to Luis is outside. The Quakes, no runs, one hit, have also cannot have not committed an error. 3-0. Misses outside, ball four. Luis draws a four-pitch walk to put a runner on first with two away in the top of the fourth inning. Luis has five stolen bases in seven attempts. And here's Christian Robinson. He hit the home run over the left center field wall. That made it a 3-0 ball game in the last inning. Prior to that, he walked. First pitch is swung on and fouled on the third base side. We are going to be taking a look at the Cal League scores throughout the entire game. Remember, just one more playoff spot, and it's between the Modesto Nuts and the Fresno Grizzlies. The Nuts just need to win one more game in order to punch their ticket. 0-1, Luis takes off, the pitch is swung on and missed. The throw is not in time. Luis steals his sixth stolen base of the season. Runner in scoring position for Robinson, but he's down 0-2 in the count. They're playing in Fresno, and the Grizzlies lead 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Again, that's the big game going on in the Cal League right now. The 0-2 swung on and missed strike three. Robinson strikes out for the final out of the fourth. For the first time today, the Rawhide do not score in an inning. Bottom of the fourth coming up. Rawhide still lead 3-0. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Rawhide lead 3-0. Wyatt Wendell is back on the mound for the Hide. Joe Kelly is warming in the pen now for the Quakes. We expect him to come in for the fifth inning. I don't know how many pitches or how many innings they are having him throw. He did throw a live BP on Tuesday, so my guess will be one inning today, maybe two innings on Sunday. First pitch to Lorenzo, misses low, ball one. Might also just be one inning and one inning. Pitch is swung on. A one-hopper to the first baseman. Feltner fields it behind first base and touches first. One down in the bottom of the fourth. Sam Mongelli, the center fielder, comes to the plate. He struck out looking in his first at-bat. Wendell still under 50 pitches thrown today. The most pitches that he has thrown in an outing is 91. See how deep he can go. This will be his last appearance of the 2023 season, including today, just three more games. The pitch is swung on line down the left field side, but it is foul into the Quakes bullpen. Remember, Sunday is the season finale for the Rawhide. The Quakes will go on to play Inland Empire on Tuesday. They play at Inland. Wednesday's an off day. And then game two and the if necessary game will be played here at Lone Mart Field. Tickets, I believe, have already gone on sale for the playoffs, especially now with the matchup set. Rawhide out of the playoffs. In fact, I believe every Diamondbacks minor league team except for Amarillo is out of the playoff hunt. Amarillo right now leads their division in the Texas League by four games with just nine to play. 0-1 misses outside. Mongelli batting 253 this year. The pitch, strike at the knees. Mongelli Wendell today has given up one hit and has walked one batter. He has struck out four. He kicks. Two balls, two strikes. Slight shift to the left in the outfield and the infield. 2-2. Popped up out of play. First base side into the grandstands. So again, Fresno leads Modesto 1-0 in the third. Other scores in the Cal League. Lake Elsinore leads Inland 4-2 in the fourth. San Jose leads Stockton 2-1 in the second. The 2-2 is swung on and a ground ball in front of the pitcher's mound. Wendell picks it up. He'll underhand toss it to first. Mongelli in a lot of pain right now. He never ran towards first base. We'll go through this again. I'm not sure what happened. Again, by the reaction of Mongelli, I think maybe he hit the ball off of his front leg. And it ended up rolling towards the pitcher's mound. Again, Mongelli never ran. He's just hunched over on his hands and knees right in front of home plate. It's where I wish we had replay. It was an awkward swing. He kind of fell to the ground immediately. I did not see it hit off himself. Well, that's what I assume happened, but they did say that he's out. I have not seen them indicate that they're overturning that. Right now it's going down as a 1-3 putout. Shu unhappy with the call. And this is a tough situation for John Shoemaker, so he wants to have a conversation with the umpire, but still wants to be checking on his player, making sure they're okay. He kind of goes back and forth. At first, he was checking on his player while also yelling at Tatum Littleton. Right now, he was just talking to him, and now he's by his player, Mongelli, again. And Mongelli is up on his feet now, which is a good sign, and it looks like they are going to say that he is out. That is the official call, and it's not being overturned by either umpire. So a 1-3 put out, two down. And Jake Geloff, the designated hitter, steps to the plate batting from the right side. We are an hour into this ball game. It is 7:40 local time. First pitch is at 6:35. Geloff struck out in his first at-bat. He swings and misses at the first pitch. ...0-1. Fouled off into the netting. Geloff batting 217 this year. The DH yesterday singled once. He also walked the end of the night 1-for-3. 0-2. Low and out is another batter's box and in the dirt. Geloff has hit two home runs this series. In game one, he hit a grand slam. In game two, a three-run blast. Yesterday, he only singled. 1-2 from Wendell, high and out, two balls, two strikes. No shift in the outfield, infield slightly to the left against the right-handed hitter. 2-2 to Geloff, breaking ball that misses a little inside, full count. Three balls, two strikes, two away. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Rawhide lead 3-0. And the payoff pitch Swung on. Line drive through into center field. A two-out base hit for the DH. He now has hit safely in four consecutive games as Jesus Galiz, the catcher, comes to the plate. Galiz grounds it out to the second baseman, Taurine, in his first at-bat. It was a hard-hit ball, really more of a line drive. I don't like calling it a ground ball because it did not hit the dirt until it was right in front of Taurine's glove. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. In fact, Taurine almost misplayed it. In fact, he kind of did. He tried to backhand it despite the fact it was right in between his legs. He did not field it cleanly, but it stopped right in between his feet, and he was able to recover and throw to first base in plenty of time. 0-1. Swung on into shallow center field. In comes Drew Jones. Lands in front of him for a hit. Back-to-back singles for the Quakes. Two down still as Luis Rodriguez comes to the plate. Rodriguez has flied out to center today, batting 271 this season. On second, Geloff. On first, Galiz. Two away. First time today the Quakes have had a runner in scoring position. Wendell checks the runner on second, now delivers. The pitch is swung on, lined into right center field for a base hit. Rolls all the way to the wall. Geloff will score. They're trying to send Galiz. Here's the throw. It's cut off. Two runs a score for the Quakes. 3-2 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases clearing double for Rodriguez. Runner in scoring position still as Jose Azara steps to the plate batting from the right side. But first, Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will have a conversation with Wendell. Every Rawhide Mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn Team. They're a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn Team, where community matters. Let's take you through this inning. So Lorenzo grounds it out to the first baseman, Feltner, and then Mongelli on a pitch that it looked like he maybe fouled it off himself. He was down on the ground when the ball, again, I think it hit off his front leg. And it rolled all the way to the pitcher's mound. Wendell picked it up and threw to first. And the home plate umpire, Tatum Littleton, said it was not a foul ball. It would be a ground out for the second out of the inning. Then Geloff and Galiz both singled into center field. And a two-run double hit by Luis Rodriguez made it a 3-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fourth. Two down. Jose Azara at the plate. The runner on second is Rodriguez, representing the tying run. Here's the pitch. It's low, ball one. One oh. Well hit ball towards left field. It's hooking. Foul. Just foul. The fans think it's a home run, but it is indicated foul by Tatum Littleton. Plenty of distance. Line drive down the left field line, but it is a foul ball. 1-1 count. Wendell kicks. Breaking ball that gets by the catcher, Gutierrez. A wild pitch on Wendell. Moves Rodriguez to third. He does represent the tying run in the bottom of the fourth inning. Two, one count, two away. Infield back with two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball hits off the glove of Gutierrez. The throw home is not in time. It will be a pass ball on Gutierrez, allowing Rodriguez to score the tying run. Three-one count, two down. And we have a tied ball game, 3-3. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-1 count for Izarra. Here's the pitch. High ball four. Izarra draws a two-out walk to extend the inning. Tied up at three, runner on first, and Wilman Diaz comes to the plate. There is movement in the Rawhide pen now. Gustavo Del Pozo warming for the Hyde. And that will be the day for Wendell, unable to get out of the fourth inning. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye. Bugs, when we come back, it'll be Del Pozo on the mound in relief for Wendell. He inherits a runner on first with two outs in a tied ball game. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Gustavo Del Pozo comes in, facing Diaz. The first pitch misses in ball one. Del Pozo in relief for Wendell. Runner on first, Izarra. The pitch is high, ball two. 2-0 count. Cannot give you the final pitching line for Wendell. He is still responsible for the runner on first, but he threw 3 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts. The 2-0 popped up first base side. Feltner gives chase. He's running out of room, and it reaches the stands. Wendell has given up 3 runs, but only 2 of them earned so far because of the pass ball on Gutierrez. Here's the 2-1, fouled off out of play. Yeah. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Diaz grounds it out to shorten his first at bat. Del Pozo delivers, and it's outside, ball three. Del Pozo, 6'5", 190 pounds, originally from the Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent in 2018. Runner will be off on the pitch to the 3-2, misses outside, ball four. Runner is on first and second now. Jordan Thompson comes to the plate. Thompson has walked today. Del Pozo, 23 years old last year. Or rather, he joined the Rawhide from extended spring training. Last year, he ended the season in the Complex League. Number nine batter at the plate. We are tied up at three. Bottom of the fourth inning. Runner on second. Izara on first is Diaz. First pitch to Thompson. Strike on the outside corner. Del Pozo 0-1 this year, a 5.45 ERA. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. This is his 29th appearance out of the pen. He's thrown 39 innings, striking out 36 and walking 29. Opponents, though, are batting 193 against him. 0-2, count two down. The pitch, low, ball one. Del Pozo does have three saves in three attempts this year. Of course, not a save situation here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One, two. High fly ball left field. Rojas is giving chase, but it looks like it'll reach the stands, and it does. One, two, count, two down. Del Pozo delivers, swung on, fouled off. Again, third base side. One, two. High and in. Two balls, two strikes, two away with two on. The pitch is popped up behind home plate. Gutierrez gives chase. And he makes the catch. He almost drops it, but recovers it as he falls to the ground for the final out of the inning. But the Quakes do tie up the ball game 3-3 as we head into the fifth inning, and it looks like it will be Joe Kelly on the mound for the Quakes. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Joe Kelly on the mound for his rehab appearance. Tied up at three going into the fifth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5223.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kauai Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kauai Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Kauai Health, more than medicine, life.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, "¿Qué haces aquí?" El consejero respondió, "Pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna." En Kauai Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Kauai Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Kauai Health, más que medicina, vida.
Kauai Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Lord, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Tied ball game in the top of the fifth inning, and the Rawhide are now facing Joe Kelly in his rehab appearance. First pitch to Jose Fernandez, a ground ball, third base side, a fair ball, third baseman Diaz picks it up. The throw to first is offline. It is a base hit for Fernandez. Not a bad play by Diaz at all, making a fantastic grab in fair territory behind the third base bag. But Fernandez beats it out for his first hit of the day. Runner on first, nobody out. Anderson Rojas now bats from the left side against Kelly. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball one. The 1-0 from Kelly popped up behind home plate, but it is out of play. Rojas today is lined out to center. He's also grounded out to second. Kelly in relief for Gabe Emmett. And the pitch is swung on, a hard one hopper to the first baseman. He bobbles it for a second. Gets the throw to second base in time to retire Fernandez. Rojas reaches on the fielder's choice. Runner on first, one down for Taurean. I'm not sure how long Kelly is throwing for. He was placed on the IL on August 13th with a right forearm tightness, or forearm inflammation is the, I guess, proper term. First pitch is a strike. The throw to second is in time. Rojas is caught stealing for the second out of the inning. 0-1 count to Christopher Taurean. Crowd erupted into cheers when they saw Joe Kelly come onto the mound, and took a little while for him to come onto the mound. They had to build a whole new one for him. Just build a whole new ballpark, why don't you? 0-1 count, two down. The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. I've never seen that before, where they build, they come out and rebuild the mound for a rehabber. I don't think I've ever seen that, at least before. If I was, if it happened, I just wasn't paying attention, or it didn't last in my brain. The 0-2 misses, low ball one. Kelly sets, and the 1-2 fouled off. Taurean stays alive. So Joe Kelly, a two-time World Series champion, 2018 Red Sox, and then 2020 Dodgers. I was there for his 2018 World Series. I worked for the Boston Red Sox that season, the Joe Kelly Fight Club season. Forever will have a lot of respect for Joe Kelly because of that. The pitch is swung on, line towards center field. Mongelli makes the catch in right center to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Joe Kelly. And we are halfway through this one, going into the bottom of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
First pitch from Del Pozo was swung on and missed. Josue de Paula at the plate, 0-1 count. Del Pozo got the final out of the fourth inning, but it's a tied ball game, 3-3. The pitch misses high. Topala has singled and also struck out today. It's the first time he is facing Del Pozo, and a right-handed pitcher is up warming in the pen for the Quakes, so it looks like Joe Kelly's appearance was for just one inning. The pitch misses outside. Ball two. By the way, got confirmation from Mike Linscog, the voice of the Quakes, that he has also never seen someone have the mounds rebuilt for them before a rehab appearance. That makes me feel better that I wasn't just sleeping on the job and not noticing it before. The pitch misses, high ball three, but Joe Kelly, World Series champion, basically royalty here at the Quakes. 3-1 count, nobody out. And the pitch is high ball four. Halfway through this one, it is the bottom of the fifth inning. We are tied up at three, and we are an hour and a half into the ball game. Tyrone Lorenzo bats from the left side. He pops up, but it is foul out of play, third base side. So what's crazy is, I mean, it's a Friday night at Rancho. Usually they have good crowds for Fridays, but there wasn't a giveaway. There's no fireworks. That's tomorrow. There was a lot of tickets sold today because of Joe Kelly pitching. So all of these fans bought a ticket to watch him pitch one inning. That's it. The 0-1 is swung on, line foul. Count is now 0-2. I mean, they came to see Joe Kelly pitch. They also get to see a pretty nice ball game right now. We're tied up at three. Both teams have four hits, three runs, have not committed an error in the bottom of the fifth inning. So at least they're getting a good ball game out of it, too. But I remember my first year with the Rawhide in 2019. Johnny Cueto had a rehab appearance for the San Jose Giants at Visalia as the pitch misses, high ball one, and we sold out that day, and it was a hot day in August. If you've been to a Rawhide game, we do not sell out in August. It is just too darn hot for that. But we did for Cueto, and I remember sitting in our day of game meeting and asking out loud, here's the 1-2. It's a pop fly, left field side, but a hook's foul and out of play. I remember asking in the meeting, is this all because of Cueto and all of these veteran minor league staff members of the Rawhide stared at me like I had five heads. They couldn't believe I was asking the question, but I didn't realize that major league rehabbers drew like that. I'd never seen it before. I'd worked in minor league baseball, but it was as an intern with the Pawtucket Red Sox, and it was hit or miss with which games I could go to because of softball. As the pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Lorenzo strikes out for the first out of the inning. One down, runner on first. So that was my first rehab experience in minor league baseball. And, of course, it's a big name, Johnny Cueto. And Visalia is right in the middle of California. So half of the fans are Giants fans. The other half, Dodgers fans. So there were a lot of Giants fans that came that day. It was my first experience. I did not realize how much a rehab appearance can pull fans. And this is a perfect example again, as the pitch is actually going to be a balk on Del Pozo. So a runner in scoring position now. DePaula on second, one down. We are still waiting on the first pitch to Mongelli. The pitch is a little outside, ball one. Just looking at the stats, Del Pozo, that is just his third balk of the season. The Rawhide, though, lead minor league baseball with balks, 41 now. For comparison, the Quakes, They have 21 balks. The pitch is fouled off or swung on and missed, but the bat went flying behind Mongelli on his follow-through. 1-1 counters. Mongelli is still at the plate. It's a 1-1 count. The young PA announcer that's announcing just got confused because they saw Mongelli leave the home plate area, but he was just going to get his bat that he flung into the netting. All right, here's the 1-1. It's high ball two. Gutierrez was able to make the catch, but he either wasn't ready or got completely crossed up there. It was a fastball from Del Pozo. I think Goody was expecting a breaking ball. 2-1 count, one down, a runner in scoring position. The pitch is swung on and foul tipped. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes. Del Pozo delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Mongelli strikes out for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts for Del Pozo. Both of them brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria. The Mill in crust we trust. Jake Geloff now bats from the right side. He is 1-for-2 today. He singled in the last inning. Scored the first run of the game for the Quakes. The pitch is outside. Infield shading to the left. Tied up at three in the bottom of the fifth inning. Del Pozo delivers. And it's a high fly ball, but very, very foul down the right field side. Del Pozo last pitched on Tuesday, as that pitch is a strike. Count is 1-2. He only pitched a third of an inning, just needed to get one final out in the eighth. Prior to that, he pitched against Fresno on September 3rd, a scoreless inning. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Three consecutive strikeouts for Del Pozo after walking the leadoff man. The Quakes strand a runner on second, and we are still tied up at three. A new pitcher will be on the mound for the Quakes. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pest, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They'll come in a tied bowl game. As we head into the sixth inning, you are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building.
Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Jackson Feltner takes a strike on the outside corner from the new pitcher, Jose Rodriguez, who is in relief for Joe Kelly, who threw one inning for his MLB rehab appearance. 0-1 count. Feltner has doubled and also been hit by a pitch. That pitch is swung on and missed. So Kelly did give up a single. No runs, no walks, no strikeouts. 0-2 count to Feltner. Top of the sixth inning, we are tied up at 3. Both teams, 3 runs, 4 hits, no errors. O-2, outside, ball one. The pitch is low. Pitch to Feltner. There's a cold strike 3 on the outside corner. He strikes out looking for the first out of the sixth. Sergio Gutierrez will bat from the left side. He has walked and also struck out today. The pitch is low. Pitch is swung on and missed. Count is now 1-1. Infield shading to the right against Gutierrez. This is Jose Rodriguez's Cal League debut as Gutierrez swings and misses. Just transferred to Rancho yesterday from the Complex League. This year in Arizona, he was 3-1 with a 4.76 ERA. Threw in 19 games out of the pen, striking out 31, walking only 3. But opponents batted 309 against him in the Complex League. A ball and 2 strikes, 1 down the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Gutierrez strikes out for the second out of the inning. Two away, nobody on for Raquelman Cabral. Cabral has flied out to center. He's also popped out to first. Hard ground ball, second baseman. Thompson dives, spins around, stands up, throws to first. A 1-2-3 inning of work for Rodriguez in his Cal League debut. Tied up at 3. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió,
Pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Gustavo Del Pozo is back on the mound for the Rawhide. He'll face Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, and Jose Izarra. It is the bottom of the sixth inning. Tied up at three still. First pitch to Galiz, misses inside for ball one. Galiz has singled and also grounds it out to second today. And the pitch is low. From Del Pozo, fouled off. Del Pozo came in the middle of the fourth inning, walked a batter, and got the third out of the inning. And then in the fifth, he walked the leadoff man. Then three consecutive strikeouts ended the inning and kept it a tied ball game. 2-1. There's a strike inside corner. There is people starting to move in the pen for the Rawhide. No one actually up throwing just yet. I think that's Alec Baker starting to just do some stretches out there. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch to Galiz. Outside, ball three. Popped up first base side, foul territory. Feltner gives chase, but again, it lands in the stands. Count is still full. The pitch is low and in the dirt, ball four. Galiz draws a leadoff walk. Third walk in an inning and a third given up by Del Pozo. Today is his sixth time facing the Quakes. All appearances have been out of the bullpen. The pitch is swung on and missed by Luis Rodriguez. 0-1 count. Rodriguez had the big hit in the fourth inning. Bases clearing double to make it a 3-2 ball game. He advanced to third on a wild pitch and then scored the tying run on a pass ball. The pitch misses outside. One ball, one strike. Prior to that double, Rodriguez is flied out to center. The pitch from Del Pozo is inside. He tries to check his swing. He does not go, according to the appeal. Down to David Sabal on the bases. Two, one count, nobody out. Runner on first in a tied ball game. The pitch is swung on. Line drive into right field. Robinson takes two steps back, but he's right there to make the catch for the first out. Galiz goes back to first. One down, runner on for Jose Azara. The shortstop has struck out and walked today. This is the ninth batter that Del Pozo is facing. And now someone is throwing in the pen. It is Alec Baker, the reigning Cal League Pitcher of the Week. The pitch is high and in. Galiz, the runner on first, does have two stolen bases in three attempts. The pitch, line towards left, Rojas comes in, makes the catch at the belt level for the second out. At first, he came in two steps and started to hesitate, and the ball started to drop. He then picked up his pace a little bit. So one of the bat boys today is Joe Kelly's son. After Joe Kelly finished his appearance, his son ran and leapt into his arms. So Joe Kelly's still in the building for now, as his son is still getting the bats. Sometimes rehabbers will leave as soon as they can. I'm not sure what his cool-down process is. Two down, runner on first is Galiz. At the plate, Wilman Diaz. Here's the pitch. It is fouled off. Diaz has grounded out to short, and he's walked. The walk was off of Del Pozo back in the fourth inning. 0-1 outside. No shift in the outfield. One. Outside for ball two. Diaz batting .265 this season. Seven home runs, 17 RBI. .21 Fouled off into the netting. Two balls, two strikes. Del Pozo, this will be his 50th pitch of the night. Here it is. A chopper, third base side, but foul. Count remains 2-2. Tied up at three. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on first. Might be Del Pozo's last batter. Again, he's at 50 pitches now. 2-2. Popped up. Shallow center field. Jones comes in. Taurine, the second baseman, goes out, and it's Taurine who makes the catch in shallow center for the final out of the inning. The Quakes strand a runner on first. We're going into the seventh, still tied up at three. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota,
Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro wins 5/2/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life.
Still tied up at three. It is the top of the seventh inning and the top of the order at the plate for the Rawhide. Drew Jones, he has tripled, walked, and grounded out to second. The first pitch misses, low ball one. Jose Rodriguez is back on the mound. For his second inning of work, he had a perfect sixth inning for his Cal League debut. Rodriguez, originally from Mexico, the pitch is fouled off. Rodriguez, 6'6", right-handed pitcher, 22 years old. 1-1. Line towards right field. It lands in front of the right fielder, DePaula, for a leadoff base hit. Drew Jones with a multi-hit game. Top of the seventh, tied up at three. Runner on first, nobody out for Yansel Luis. The Dodgers signed Rodriguez to a minor league contract in 2019. All right, now we are ready for Luis. Luis today has walked and also struck out twice. After Rodriguez was signed as a free agent by the Dodgers, he was unable to pitch until 2021. The pitch is bunted foul. So signed in 19, 2020, no minor league baseball because of the pandemic. Pitched in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. Again in 2022. This year, he was in the Complex League. 0-1 count, infield shifting to the right. Pickoff attempt at first. Jones back safely, diving. The third baseman Diaz has his toes on the infield grass just in case Luis decides to bunt again. Second baseman Thompson is back with his heels near the outfield grass. The pitch is low. The shortstop Izara is a little bit more in than normal, but he is shifting closer towards second. Left fielder Rodriguez is playing shallow and well off the foul line. Center fielder Mongelli two steps to the left of second. And DePaula playing straight up in right field. 1-1. Breaking ball for a strike. Another pickoff attempt at first. That's the second one. In this at bat, one ball, two strikes. Rodriguez delivers. Jones takes off. It's fouled down the first base side, so Jones will have to go back to first base. One-two count. Jones has 5 stolen bases this season. 1-2. Hard ground ball to the second baseman. Thompson bobbles it, keeps it in front, picks it up, throws to first to still retire Luis. Jones is safe at second, runner in scoring position for the Rawhide with one down. Now Christian Robinson bats from the right side. He has walked to the home run and he has struck out swinging today. His home run made it a 3-0 ball game in the third. That was the last time the Rawhide scored. They scored one run in each inning up until the fourth. The pitch is low in the dirt ball one. Nice stop by Galiz. Meanwhile, the Quakes, they scored all 3 of their runs in the fourth inning. Only 2 of them were earned. And the 1-0. High fly ball into left field. The left fielder, Rodriguez, is tracking it. He's at the warning track. Another home run for Christian Robinson. 2 today, 3 in this series. And 8 on the season with the Rawhide. The Rawhide take the lead 5-3. A moonshot. It was hit so high in the air off the bat, I immediately thought home run, but because of how high it was, I got nervous that maybe it was going to stay in the yard, but it was hit into the trees. His second home run of the day. 5-3, the Rawhide lead in the seventh. First pitch to Fernandez is swung on and missed, strike one. One away, nobody on for Fernandez, who is 1-for-3 today. The pitch is swung on. There's a deep fly ball to center field. Mongelli is going back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch in front of the center field wall, 401 feet. Fernandez probably hit that about 390. Pitch is fouled off. Pitch to Rojas, swung on and missed, count as 0-2. O-2 count, 2 away. Rojas looking for his first hit of the day. And the pitch. Pop fly, right center field. It stays in the yard as Mongelli comes over, and the center fielder makes the catch to end the inning. It is stretch time at Lone Mart Field. The Rawhide lead 5-3. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559 732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ballgame with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Alec Baker is in relief for Gustavo Del Pozo. Call to the pen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. Baker delivers the first pitch to Thompson, misses outside, ball one. Alec Baker is the reigning Cal League pitcher of the week. He threw in three games against the Grizzlies last week as the pitches swung on and missed. He threw 5 1/3 perfect innings of relief while striking out 8 batters. So again, 5 1/3 innings, no runs, no hits, and no walks. The pitch swung on, fouled off, 1-2 count. The pitch is low. Two balls, two strikes. Baker originally from Springfield, Massachusetts. And the pitch is popped up over our heads. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch comes inside and it hits Thompson. Leadoff man is on for the Quakes. The Rawhide lead by 2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Top of the order, Josue de Paula at the plate. First pitch miss is a, swung on and missed, strike one. The pitch is outside. Pitches swung on, a deep fly ball to left center field. The left fielder Rojas makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. DePaula almost hit it out. One down, runner on first now. Aaron Lorenzo bats from the left side. He has grounded into a double play, grounded out to first, and he has struck out today. Pitch misses low. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. There's a strike at the knees. 1-2. Baker. 0-1 this season with a 7.15 ERA. This is his 8th appearance, 7th time pitching out of the pen. He did have one spot start. He's thrown 11 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 14, walking 3. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, make it 15 strikeouts on the season for Baker. Brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust. Now Sam Mongelli. Well, bat from the right side. Two away, runner on first. He fouls off the first pitch. One count. Mongelli 0 for 3 with 2 strikeouts and a ground out. The pitch is swung on. It's lined into shallow center field. In comes Jones, but it lands in front of him for a hit. Thompson advances to second. Runners on first and second with 2 away. Pitch is outside, 1. That pitch misses again. Geloff working with a 2-0 count. He is 1-for-3 with a single. He's also struck out twice. First time he's facing Baker. And the pitch, it's fouled off out of play. First base side. Baker threw 2 scoreless innings for the Rawhide on Wednesday, giving up 2 hits, no walks. And he struck out 2 batters in those 2 innings. So far here, he has hit a batter and also given up a single. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike 2. Two balls, 2 strikes, and 2 outs. Baker sets, glove at the belt, checks the runner on second and delivers. Cold strike 3 on the outside corner. Geloff goes down looking to end the inning. We are heading into the 8th inning. Rawhide still lead by 2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Top of the eighth inning, Rawhide lead 5-3. First pitch to Christopher Torin is a strike on the outside corner. In relief for Jose Rodriguez is Joel Ibarra, right-handed pitcher in relief for Rodriguez. The pitch is a strike. Count is now 0-2. Call to the pen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 0-2 to Taurine. Swung on, lined in a shallow right field. Lands in no man's land. A blooper for Taurine. He reaches to start off the eighth inning. His first hit of the day. Now Jackson Feltner will bat from the right side. He has doubled, been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out this evening. Give you a Cal League score update. Remember, still waiting for one last playoff spot to be filled. First pitch to Feltner is swung on, a ground ball through into right field. He has a multi-hit game today. Taurine advances to second. Back-to-back singles into right. Runners on first and second. Lake Elsinore leads Inland 6-3. San Jose leads Stockton 9-1 in the sixth, but the game that everyone's watching, Modesto just needs to win one more game. They are tied with Fresno 2-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sergio Gutierrez steps to the plate. He has walked and also struck out twice today. Before we give you Ibarra's number, I want to give you the pitching line for Jose Rodriguez, who made his Cal League debut. Two innings. He threw a perfect sixth, but then gave up two runs in the seventh off of two hits, one of them a home run hit by Robinson. He did not walk anyone, and he did strike out two. Ibarra steps off. He is 6-3 this season with a 2.69 ERA. 1-0, low ball, 2. This is Ibarra's 38th appearance. He does have two starts, so his 36th appearance out of the pen. 2-0, high ball, 3. He's thrown 60 innings for the Quakes, striking out 70 and walking 48. Three Oda Gutierrez. The pitch. High ball for Gutierrez. Draws a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded for the Rawhide with nobody out. Opponents are only batting 146. Against Ibarra this season. By the way, Fresno has just taken the lead in the bottom of the eighth. It's now a 3-2 ball game. They need to win these final three games of the season, including tonight, in order to punch their ticket meeting on the mound with the entire infield. Raquelman Cabral batting from the left side. Bases loaded. Rawhide lead by two in the eighth. The infield comes in. The pitch is swung on and missed. Cabral 0 for 3. He's flied out to center, popped out to first, and is grounded out to second. Pitch misses, 1-1 count. And the pitch. Slow ground ball to the second baseman. Thompson throws home for the first out, and they throw it a second for a double play. 4-2-3 double play. Feltner is on third. Gutierrez is on second, but there is two outs. And Drew Jones comes to the plate. He is 2 for 3 with a triple, single, and a walk. Here's the pitch. It misses low, ball one. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsboro leads Spokane 7-1 in the eighth. 1-0 to Drew is fouled off. Amarillo defeated Arkansas 3-1. Albuquerque defeated Reno 9-6. And the D-backs defeated the Cubs 1-0. Right now it's a 5-3 ball game. Top of the eighth inning here at Lone Mart Field. Rawhide lead by two. Two down, two runners in scoring position. The pitch is outside, 2-1. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch, low, ball three. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Jones strikes out to end the eighth inning. The Rawhide have the bases loaded and nobody out, unable to score a run. They still lead by two as we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support. For payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
Alec Beaker is back on the mound for the Rawhide. Bottom of the eighth inning, Hyde lead by two. Jesus Galiz, Luis Rodriguez, and Jose Azara due up for the Quakes. Pitch from Baker, breaking ball fouled off. Baker is the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left field. Rojas goes back. It's off the wall. Galiz heading in for second. The throw gets by the second baseman, Taurean, allowing Galiz to reach second base. I thought it was going to be a home run. It did hit off of the wall. And then Galiz, I don't think he was running very hard out of the box. I think he thought it was a home run. If Taurean was able to hold on to the ball at second, he might have been able to tag out Galiz for the out. Instead, it's a leadoff double for the catcher. Runner in scoring position. Rodriguez at the plate. He swings the first pitch, a hard one-hopper to the second baseman, Taurean. He throws to first. One away. Galiz does advance to third. You could tell by the way that Taurean made the play and threw to first base that he's really unhappy with himself for not making that play at second. Taurean usually really good at making picks at second base, particularly throwdowns to second from home plate. This one was from left field. Couldn't pick it there. Here's the pitch. It misses outside to Azara. Taurean, one of the more aggressive fielders that the Rawhide has. He rarely lets a ball play him. And again, I'm more so talking about when he's receiving a throw. He's not afraid to lay a tag down really hard. The pitch is fouled off out of play to the right side. Dee Garner and I have talked about just how aggressive he is. Everything about him is aggressive, but you can really, really see it when it comes to him fielding at second base. Runner on third is Galiz, one down. Infield is back. The pitch is outside, ball two. Baker sets, glove at the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Just handed tonight's announced attendance, 4,349. 4,349. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch to Azara. Swing and a miss, strike three. A big strikeout for Baker. Strikeout brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. The Mill. In crust, we trust. Here comes Wilman Diaz. He has popped out today, walked, and also grounded out to short. Rawhide lead by two in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There is movement in the Rawhide pen. 0-1. Low. Can't see who's warming. I think it's Swales. There's a lot of fans in the way. 1-1 count. The pitch is swung on and missed. 1-2, breaking ball from Baker. Why Diaz calls for time. One ball, two strikes, two away. Runner on third is still Galiz. Baker kicks. Ground ball to the shortstop. Luis backhands it. It hits off of his glove and everyone is safe. Galiz scores and it's a one-run game. Hard ground ball to Luis. He tried to backhand it, couldn't do so. He didn't have to range too far for it. Off the bat, you thought maybe there was a chance for that to end the inning. And they're going to give it an error. Luis commits the first error of the day for either team. That is now the seventh error of the series for the Rawhide. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Jordan Thompson bats from the right side. He's been hit by a pitch. He's walked, and he's also popped out to the catcher. The pitch is swung on, but it reaches the stands. Foul territory. Five to four. The Rawhides still lead. Runner on first is Diaz. Represents the tying run here. 0-2, fouled off behind the plate. It's now the second unearned run given up by Rawhide defense. Pitch misses low, ball one. Remember in the fourth inning when three runs scored, only two of them were earned to Wendell because of a pass ball by Sergio Gutierrez. The pitch. High, towering fly ball. It stays in the yard into shallow center. Jones comes in, and he makes the catch to end the inning. But the Quakes make it a one-run game as we go into the ninth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
Madison Jeffrey, new pitcher on the mound for the Quakes. He's in relief for Joel Ibarra, who threw a scoreless inning, did give up two hits, walked a batter while striking out one. Jeffrey is the fifth pitcher of the evening for the Quakes. First pitch to Yonsel Luis, misses high, ball one. Calls the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom's been protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. The 1-0 is lined into left field, an opposite field base hit. for Luis. Leadoff man on for the Rawhide as they lead by one in the top of the ninth inning. Here's Christian Robinson. He has hit two home runs today, and he's also walked. Jeffrey is 0-4 this season, a 7.02 ERA. First pitch to Robinson, outside. This is his 41st appearance. He has three starts this season. He's thrown 41 innings, striking out 61, walking 49. Pickoff attempt at first. Luis back safely diving. Luis does have a stolen base already today. Six on the season. Opponents are batting 250 against him this season. We're waiting on the 1-0 to Robinson. That pitch misses low. Duo count. Infield at double play depth. Nobody out. Runner on first. 2-0. Swung on and missed. Outfield shading just a little bit to the right side. The pitch. Inside, and I think it hit Robinson. It did. It hit his left hand. He's in some pain, but he's taking off his shin guard. And John Shoemaker, the manager for the Quakes, is going to come out and try to argue that he thinks it hit Robinson's bat. Now, I understand Shoemaker's frustration. And the fans' frustration. Remember, I think it was Sam Mongelli who looked like he was hit by a pitch, but they said he actually went around for strike three. The umpires will come and talk. Right now, it's runners on first and second. Robinson looked like he was in some pain. So either it hit him or he was selling it pretty well. It's a rather long conversation, and they're going to say, yes, he was hit by a pitch. Connor Oates, the athletic trainer for the Rawhide, did come out to check on Robinson. He said he was fine. Runners on first and second. Nobody out in a one-run game. Shoemaker just having some final words with Tatum Littleton before we have Jose Fernandez come to the plate. Nobody out, runners on first and second, and Shoemaker heads back to the dugout now. Fernandez at the plate. He is 1-for-4 today. His one hit came off the big leaguer, Joe Kelly. The pitch is outside, ball one. Jeffrey, glove at the belt, 1-0, fouled off. 5-4 ball game, Rawhide threatening to extend the lead. Both the base runners are fast. Luis is on second. On first is Robinson. And Fernandez at the plate has some speed too. One-one, swing and a miss, strike two. Although I wouldn't say that Fernandez has the type of speed where he beats out ground balls or steals a lot of bases. It's more, he has really long legs, first of all, but he really picks up speed as he's going. For example, I'd say he's more likely to score for from first on a hit down the line than to be out an infield ground ball. The 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Fernandez strikes out for the first out of the inning. And now a ground ball could end the inning. Here's Anderton Rojas. He's batting from the left. Still runners on first and second. One down. First pitch to Rojas is fouled off. One, swing and a miss, strike two. The pitch to Rojas. He tries to check his swing. He does go around on a pitch low and in the dirt. Strike three, second out of the inning. And now Christopher Taurine, who has singled today, comes to the plate. Runners on first and second. Two away. Rawhide lead 5-4. First pitch is fouled off. Taurine, 1-for-3 with a walk. Runners will be off on contact. They're off on this pitch. Cold strike. The throw to second is in time. Robinson is out to end the inning. Double steal, not successful. And that ends the inning. The Quakes need one to extend it, two to win it. Josh Swales will be on the mound for the Rawhide. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. When we come back, it'll be Swales pitching. In the bottom of the ninth, the Rawhide leading 5-4. You are listening to Rawhide Baseball.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowles Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowles Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Josh Swales is on the mound for the Rawhide. First pitch to Josue Dipala is fouled off. The Quakes trail by one in the bottom of the ninth. They need one run to extend it, two to win it. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Final score in Fresno. The Grizzlies take down Modesto 3-2. Modesto snaps their 16-game win streak. The 0-2 is fouled off. Great run by Modesto. They just need to win one more game, either tonight or Sunday. Fresno needs to win both games in order to make it to the playoffs. 0-2 count. Swales delivers, swung on, a ground ball right side through into right field. First baseman Feltner was playing down the line. Taurine not shifting enough. Very slow hit ball, but it makes its way into the outfield. And here's Thyrone Lorenzo. Home run leader in the Cal League with 23. The pitch, line drive foul, left field side. DiPaolo represents the tying run. Lorenzo represents the winning run. Oh, one. Lined into left center field, a base hit. Jones cuts it off. It holds DiPaolo at second. Back-to-back singles given up by Swales. Runners on first and second. Nobody out, and Sam Mongelli will come through the plate. But first, they are going to pinch run for Lorenzo at first. It looks like it is George. Kendall George is running at first. He represents the winning run now. And Mongelli comes to the plate. Swales in relief for Alec Baker, who did give up a run in the eighth inning, but it was unearned. And the pitch, swing and a miss. That was a breaking ball from Swales. Swales, the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rawhide. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. That one a high fastball. Infield at double play depth. 0-2. Just a little low and outside. A ball and two strikes. Swales checks the runner on second and delivers. Pop fly, foul into the stands on the third base side. A ball and two strikes. The pitch. Low, it hits off of Gutierrez. A wild pitch on Swales moves the runners up 90 feet. Takes away the potential double play ball. DiPaolo, the tying run on third. George, the winning run on second. Infield comes in. Everyone's toes are on the infield grass. The 2-2 popped up out of play. That was a very defensive swing by Mongelli. Nobody out. It honestly could be the saving grace here for Swales. That type of swing that Mongelli just had was the type where you have a drop in into the outfield. But because there's nobody out, the runners will have to hold on a pop fly to make sure it drops. The 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop, Luis, throws to first. They throw to second to try to get the runner back at second. He's safe. The runner on first is out. We're going to go through this one again. A ground ball up the middle to Luis. For whatever reason, DePaula on third did not take off. Luis saw that and threw to first. George, the runner on second, started to go for third. He was lucky that he got back to second base in time. One down, still two runners on second and third. I don't know if that was a designed play or not. Shoemaker is out to have a conversation with George. So when I played in college, as everyone rolls their eyes as I say that, but when I played in college, we did have a rule. That was just what Emerson did, was with runners on second and third and less than two outs, you are off on contact, providing it's on the ground. And the thought process behind it was, even if you get out at home, you still have an opportunity with a runner still on third. And our coach, Phil McElroy, he loved runners on the corners, being able to have some fun with stealing bases and whatnot. And softball's a little bit easier with the bases only being 60 feet apart. But particularly in this instance, I liked the idea of the runners off on contact with the ball on the ground, because you just need one run to extend this ball game. You don't need two. But it's one down, still two runners in scoring position. First pitch is a breaking ball for a strike to Jake Geloff. But it looks like John Shoemaker, after he went and had a conversation with George, it did sound like, or at least look like, that he did not want DePaula to take off on contact with the ball hit in the infield, because Shoemaker, instead of having conversation with DePaula saying, hey, you need to go, he went all the way out to second to tell George, no, that's not the plan. I'm assuming that was the conversation. The pitch is popped up right field side out of play. 0-2 count, one down. Geloff today has struck out three times. He's also singled. Outfield playing shallow. Infield on the infield grass. The 0-2 is popped up in the shallow right field. In comes Robinson, makes the catch. DePaula stays at third, and the Rawhide are one out away from getting out of it. Here's how the inning has gone. Back-to-back singles given up by Swales. A wild pitch moved them to second and third. A ground out where the runners did not try to score, and then a fly out to shallow right field holds them at second and third again. Two down. But Jesus Galice is at the plate. On third is DePaula, the tying run. On second, George, the winning run. The pitch. Hard ground ball to the shortstop. Luis, he kicks it away, and everyone is safe. We have a tied ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. It is 5-5, second error of the day for Luis. The eighth error of the series for the Rawhide. You have to give it to Swales. Put himself into a tough situation. Was going to get himself out of it, but Luis kicked the ball at shortstop. Everyone is safe. Tied ball game. Runners are on the corners. And now the winning run is Kendall George. At the plate is Luis Rodriguez. Runners on the corners. Infield is back with two outs. Here's the pitch. It's high, ball one. The last two runs that have scored for the Quakes are unearned to the Rawhide pitching staff. Scratch that. The last three runs that have scored for the Quakes are unearned. The 1-0 misses high, ball two. Runner takes off for second. Gutierrez throws to second. Here's the throw home. He's safe. And the Quakes walk it off on a double steal. An error. Galiz reached on the error that tied up the ball game. He steals second. The throw from Gutierrez was called not in time. Taurean stepped up, threw home, but George scored the winning run. 6-5, the final score here at Lone Mart Field. What just happened? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll give you the final score, tell you the winning and losing pitchers, and tell you what to look forward to tomorrow. The Quakes walk it off in a quite unusual fashion. 6-5, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Shh.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Heartbreaking loss in Rancho. Final score 6-5. The Quakes walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. Let's take you through this ball game. The Rawhide scored 3 runs in the first 3 innings, 1 in the first, 1 in the second, and 1 in the third. The big hit in the third inning was Christian Robinson's 7th home run of the season, making it a 3-0 ball game. In the bottom of the fourth inning, Wyatt Wendell, still on the mound with 2 outs, he gave up 2 singles and then a bases-clearing double by Luis Rodriguez. That made it a 3-2 ball game. A wild pitch moved Rodriguez to third, and then a pass ball on Sergio Gutierrez tied up the ball game. That run would not be earned to Wendell. Tied up at 3 all the way through into the seventh inning. In the top of the seventh, Drew Jones singled to lead it off. With 1 out, Christian Robinson hit his 2nd home run of the day, 3rd home run of the series, and his 8th home run of the season. That made it a 5-3 ball game. And then in the 8th, this was with Alec Baker on the mound. He gave up a leadoff double to Jesus Galiz. Galiz moved to 3rd on a ground ball to 2nd. With 1 down, he was there. Azara struck out for the 2nd out, and then a ground ball to the shortstop, Yansel Luis. He bobbled it on the backhand. Galiz scored, and Diaz was safe. That made it a 5-4 ball game. And then bottom of the ninth was where it got ugly for the Rawhide. Swales came in the ninth with a 1-run lead, 5-4 game. He gave up 2 singles quickly, and then a wild pitch moved them to 2nd and 3rd. It was DePaula on 3rd. Kendall George, who pinch ran for Lorenzo after he singled, was on 2nd. A ground ball to the shortstop, Luis, held the runners where they were. 1 down, a fly out to shallow right field. Robinson made the catch, holding the runners again at 2nd and 3rd. 2 outs. Swales 1 out away from getting out of it. A ground ball to the shortstop, Luis. He kicked it away, and DePaula scored to tie up the ball game. George moved to 3rd. He still represented the winning run. On 1st was Galiz. He stole 2nd. Gutierrez elected to throw down to 2nd for the out. Taurean, I'm not sure if he tried to lay down a tag, but Galiz called safe. Taurean stepped up, threw home, but George was safe at the plate. And that is how the Quakes walked it off in the bottom of the ninth inning. The last 4 runs that scored for the Quakes were unearned to the Rawhide pitching staff. In reality, should have been a 5-2 ball game with the Rawhide winning. Instead, the Quakes take game 4 of this series, and they guarantee to at least split with the Rawhide. They just need to win 1 more game to take the series. Josh Swales, unfortunately the losing pitcher, put himself in a tough situation, but he frankly got out of it. If it wasn't for the error by Luis, he would have been the pitcher with the save on the day. Instead, he's the losing pitcher. Madison Jeffrey, the winning pitcher, he threw the 9th for the Quakes. 6-5, the final score here at Lone Mart Field. The Quakes, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. The Rawhide, 5 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors. Every single game this series, the Rawhide have committed 2 errors. Because of Joe Kelly's rehab appearance, there were 4,349 people here at Lone Mart Field in a game that took 2 hours and 59 minutes. Tomorrow, 6:30, first pitch for Saturday night. It will be fireworks night here at Lone Mart Field. Landon Sims is the expected pitcher for the Rawhide, while Roque Gutierrez is expected to be on the mound for the Quakes. One final time, Quakes 6, Rawhide 5. I'm Jill Geard. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your Friday evening. First pitch at 6:30 tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. You've been listening to Rawhide Baseball.